はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう札幌、さくらです。
Peter here, and we are back with another episode. As always, we're brought to you by Air Clean and the Translation and Interpretation Specialist. Now, did everyone catch that greeting? Some of you may have noticed it's a little different than what we've had in the past few lessons, actually since we started. From now on, what we would like to do is we'd like to change the location to get your vocabulary of places and get your geographic knowledge up. So what we want to do is...
一石二鳥.
Very nice. One more time, please.
一石二鳥.
Anybody get that? One more time, break it down for us.
一石二鳥.
Yeah, you want to hold the S in there, right?
Yes.
一石二鳥.
That's right.
Right?And what does this mean, Sakura?
一石 is one stone.
Uh-huh.
And 二鳥 is two birds.
Yes.
So you drop two birds with one stone.
Yep. Two birds, one stone.
Yes.
It's funny. We have the same proverb in English as well.
Mm.
Okay. So this is, one more time.
一石二鳥.
And what we're going to do is build your vocabulary and your geographic knowledge at the same time. So can you give us the good morning somewhere one more time? Okay.
おはよう札幌。
Okay, and one more time.
おはよう札幌。
Okay, now, we're not going to give you the answer. If you'd like the answer, please come to www.japanesepod101.com. There we have a ton of stuff for you. What we're going to do each day is post the location we said in the lesson. So, some of you may have caught it out there, but even if you caught it, stop by the homepage. What we're going to do is each day, every location...that we do something about, we'll put up something about it. Okay? So please stop by www.japanesepod101.com to find out what today's geographic location was. Okay, now, let's get into the lesson. Ready, Sakura?
Okay.
Sakura, ご家族は4人ですね。
そうです。私の父は楽しいです。母は優しいです。妹は可愛いです。ピーターのご家族は6人ですね。
そうです。私の父も楽しいです。私の母も優しいです。兄は忙しいです。姉は美しいです。弟は面白くてかっこいいです。
Okay, very, very nice. Now, don't worry about catching every single word. If you don't catch one, don't worry about it. We're going to cover it later in the lesson.Try and get the whole general idea, the gist of what we're talking about, okay? We're going to give you the conversation one more time. Here we go.
Sakura, ご家族は4人ですね。
そうです。私の父は楽しいです。母は優しいです。妹は可愛いです。ピーターのご家族は6人ですね。
そうです。私の父も楽しいです。私の母も優しいです。兄は忙しいです。姉は美しいです。弟は面白くてかっこいいです。
Okay, very, very nice. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to break it down. And as always, Sakura is going to give you the Japanese and I'll do the translation. Okay, here we go.
Sakura, ご家族は4人ですね。
Sakura, there are four people in your family, right?
そうです。
That's right.
私の父は楽しいです。
My father is fun.
母は優しいです。
My mother is kind.
妹は可愛いです。
My younger sister is cute.
ピーターのご家族は6人ですね。
Peter, there are six people in your family, right?
そうです。
That's right.
私の父も楽しいです。
My father is also fun.
私の母も優しいです。
My mother is also kind.
兄は忙しいです。
My older brother is busy.
姉は美しいです。
My older sister is beautiful.
弟は面白くてかっこいいです。
My younger brother is interesting and good-looking. Okay, very, very nice, Sakura. Great job. Now, most of the material in here is stuff that we covered previously in some of our lessons. So if you haven't caught it, definitely go over those lessons because we try to build on the previous ones to get you to a point where you're really functional in speaking. Okay, we have a new word today. And what's that word?
優しい.
Very nice. What does this mean?
Kind.
Kind.
Yes.
And can you give it to us one more time?
優しい.
Very nice. Now, how about breaking it down?
優しい.
Very nice. One time fast?
優しい.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay. Now, from this point on, this is all material we covered in previous lessons. Okay?
楽しい.
Yes. Which is?
Fun.
Yes. And just break it down for good measure.
Okay. 楽しい.
And one time fast?
楽しい.
Good. Next?
かわいい.
Very nice. Great word. Again, this is a really useful word, right, Sakura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. And just break it down for good measure.
かわいい.
And one time fast.
かわいい.
Very nice. Next.
忙しい.
Yes. This is, again, this was in a previous lesson we covered, and the most useful adjective in Japanese.
Busy, ne?
Everybody is busy here. And one more time, just break it down.
忙しい.
And one time fast.
忙しい.
Okay, and next?
美しい.
Yes. What does this mean?
Beautiful.
Yes. Break it down.
美しい.
Very nice. And one time fast?
美しい.
Next?
かっこいい.
And what does this mean?
Good looking.
Yeah, good looking or cool.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Yes.
It depends. When you're referring to an object, it's something cool.
Looks, yes.
You know, the literal translation is good looking. So yes. When you're looking at something, it looks cool.
You can say iPod. iPod かっこいい.
Yes. Very nice. Like, but when you're looking at guys, it means?
Good looking.
Yeah. Okay. And break it down for us.
かっこいい.
And by syllable?
かっこいい.
And one time fast.
かっこいい.
Yes. And last adjective we had.
面白い.
Which is?
Fun or interesting.
Yeah. So if you see someone, if someone's saying a joke and it's funny, you can say
面白い.
Right? Or if you meet someone and this guy is hysterical, you can say
面白い.
Yes. So in that sense, it's interesting. Right, Sakura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just break down 面白い.
Okay. 面白い.
And one time fast.
面白い.
But Sakura, I noticed in the dialogue, let me repeat the dialogue. Actually, can you repeat the last line of the dialogue?
面白くてかっこいい.
But you just said 面白い is...
Yes.
What's going on here?
When you're going to say more than one I adjective, you join them by changing the last part.
Okay.
From I to... Kute.
Kute. And by syllable?
Kute.
And one time fast?
Kute.
Okay. Now, there's one point. You got to be careful. Just remember, this is only the case for adjectives that end in...
I.
Let's just break this down a little bit.
Okay.
Today, we introduced a bunch of adjectives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the adjectives ended in...
I.
I. Mm. So, can you repeat them all?
楽しい, 優しい, 可愛い, 忙しい. 美しい, 面白い, かっこいい.
All E, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what we were giving you up until now is my father is fun. My mother is kind.
Yes.
But sometimes we want to use more than one adjective to describe them.
Yeah.
So when we want to put two adjectives together, as you said, we take the E and we turn it into?
Kute.
Okay? So in the last sentence, originally, it would be two sentences.
Yes.
Can you give us two sentences?
弟は面白い. And 弟はかっこいい.
Yes. But you don't want to use a sentence every time you want to say an adjective. So what we can do is?
弟は面白くてかっこいい.
Very nice. We get the two of them together by changing the?
I.
To?
くて.
Okay, so now what we'd like to do is do some examples. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you tell us more about your sister?
Okay. 妹は可愛くて面白いです。
Very nice. Everyone out there get that? So Curtis' sister is cute and interesting.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
妹は可愛くて面白いです。
Very nice. Okay, how about your father?
父は楽しくて優しいです。
Yes, very nice. So Curtis' father is fun and kind.
Yes.
You notice how the E turns to?
くて。
Very nice. Now, Sakura, is there any limit to how many we can use?
No.
So tell us something about your mother, Sakura.
Okay. 母は優しくて、美しくて、面白くて、楽しいです。
Very nice.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you got that very right. Oh boy, let's see if I can translate this one. Okay, so Sakura's mother is kind, beautiful, interesting, and fun.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So this is a very, very useful, useful phrase.
Mm.
This is going to build up your sentences.
Yes.
Instead of just one word answers, now you have some power. Now you, as many as possible. We recommend for the first few times you speak and you get this, you try this out, over-exaggerate. Try to use this as much as possible. When you talk about someone, when you're talking to your friend, as many E adjectives as you can remember. Just keep going. Try to get 5 or 10. It's great practice.
Yes.
I think your friends will definitely understand that you're over-exaggerating, but they like that, hopefully. Okay, I think we ran a little long today, but this is crucial stuff. Now we're really going to have some full-on conversations.
Yes,
right, Sakura?
Yes.
Oh, it's getting good. And don't worry too much about this. Please check our homepage. We're going to have some information up about this to give you the rules and clarify it in case our explanation wasn't up to par. Okay, that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.